nothing but truth.
With Crane Durham. Well, Crane Durham will be back on Monday for all your Crane Durham fans into Tuesday morning. He's on the morning show, by the way, if you want to call him. He's on with Smash in the morning. This week, I'm Rick Sanborn. This is 97.1 FM Talk. My guest, Judah Fried, who's written the book called Global Sense. Judah, we only got a couple minutes, but let's just say that some miraculous way, everybody woke up tomorrow and had a copy of Common Sense in their mailbox and they read it. What would you want them to get from it? What was the thematic? What's the final note?
Well, I guess the main thing would be that they don't need me or anyone else telling them what's right. That if we do indeed live in a globally interconnected situation, that we think, say, and do does change the world. And if we do live in a situation that we can transform the society by transforming our own selves, then I guess that's the core message, is one of empowerment. I believe too many of us are not really willing to use our intellect, these God-given beautiful brains that we have, and really think clearly. Paine was an advocate of reason. I'm also a strong advocate of reason. And at the same token, I'm also a strong advocate of us really using our hearts and really using our spirits and finding that wonderful inner peace where we don't need to make other people wrong for us to feel right, so we can let go of needing to be superiors by making other people feel inferior, and just letting go of that whole competition nonsense that really keeps us at war with one another. It doesn't contribute to our highest good. And so if there's any message I could really hope that people would walk away with from our conversation this evening, is that they are powerful. They are infinitely powerful, and they need to claim the power, in my judgment, and use it according to the best lights that they have to make a difference every single day. To shop wisely, to use their dollar as a vote, and actually vote. You know, I don't care who you vote for on election day, but for heaven's sakes, go vote.
Our biggest enemy is apathy.
And that's because we feel powerless. When we feel that the election, the ballot boxes are owned by someone else, why would you bother to vote?
This book is called Global Sense. It's by Judah Fried, my guest, and thanks for joining me tonight. KFTK. Sure.